there was one time when they matched us for people. The test site families were on one side of the road, and we were on the other side, which is a, you know, it's wonderful. You set up evil against good or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And they were screaming at us, and they had a big sign, and they were go-go, you know. I learned later that most of those people got money, you know, there's like overtime or something.
Really? So they were hired to...
I'm guessing that maybe there was a meeting called, or maybe there was a memo that went out that said, you know, if you come out and counteract these protesters.
So basically, they were hired to protest the protesters.
Yeah. and to show solidarity with the workers. Well, there were catcalls and ugly things said across. None on this side. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things. Nonviolence means exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about words, or it talks about actions, or it talks about physical presence, how you present yourself. So, and there were hateful things they said, you know. And so, because you feel like you're kind of doing this good thing, and it's for the good of mankind. You hear those things, and it's not, it's sad. Like, get a job. I do have a job. You know, I work. When I'm out here with my precious time, because I think this is important. But I also imagine, as with everything like this, you know, like now in our country right now, we have a feeling that you just don't say too much. You can't just say, you know, and I think that must have been the same for those people.
Uh-huh.
You know, certainly there couldn't have been any person who worked there with us. No way they could. They would have been. I guess that they would lose their job.
Right.
And you know, I don't know how to explain that, because Myron's always worked, and he had a college education, so we were always fortunate in that.